Chapter 20. The Descendant. Nathan opened his right eye first, then his left. He found himself standing in the front yard of his beloved Blind Bluff Manor with Aiden and Maris. Thanks to Aiden, the travel was quick, and again he felt his stomach beginning to hurl. He controlled the sensation to throw up whatever foods he'd consumed earlier. He slowly walked up to the front door, and before he could knock, it swung open. Hallie stood in the doorway, and her eyes expanded. She suddenly embraced him in a tight squeeze, aggravating his stomach a little more. Her eyes glistened with the onset of tears. "Nathan's back!" She looked over her shoulder and yelled, "Nathan's here!" Suddenly, she released him and turned her attention to Maris and Aiden. "Who are they?"
"I'm Maris."
Maris tilted her head to the side. "Who are you?"
Nathan knew well that Hallie could smell their scents.
"They're here to help us." He wanted strongly to believe it, but he had to see for himself their reaction when they stood face to face with Anastasia. Remy appeared from his study, and he too became curious about their new guests. Anastasia appeared on the balcony above. She didn't greet Nathan, nor did she show any signs of exhilaration for his return. Instead, she remained still, eyeing both Aiden and Maris.
"You look well, Anastasia."
Maris walked into the foyer. Nathan watched as Anastasia quickly sped down the stairs and toward Maris. Within moments, she had the Romanga by the neck, and seconds after that, Maris grabbed onto Anastasia's wrist, yanking herself free.
"What are you doing here?"
Anastasia remained glued in her stance.
"You know why I'm here."
Remy folded his hands. "You two know each other?" He studied Maris's face, then Anastasia's.
"Oh, I get it, I get it. Anastasia is your sire, isn't she?"
To end the confrontation, Aiden placed his hands on Maris's shoulders and forced her toward Nathan's study.
"You're not here for vendettas, Maris. Not yet."
Nathan motioned for them to follow, and they walked into his study. He immediately noticed books strewn about the room, on the floor, on his chair, and tables. His bookcases, once neat and filed in order, now looked disheveled and out of place.
"So you sired that one?"
Remy stood next to Anastasia and whispered in her ear.
"Oh my, I'd love to hear that story."
"No, you really don't," she replied in a hardened voice. Nathan took a step forward and he felt his stomach beginning to turn, a side effect from the shadowed ride. He leaned against the wall and said,
"I guess you all know what we need to find."
"Are you all right?" Hallie's eyes filled with concern.
"I'm fine. Just a side effect from the travel."
"You should rest," Anastasia said to him. "You'll need your strength." Maris said as she looked at Anastasia,
"You have changed. I don't remember you being so caring for humans."
"Why is she here?" Anastasia pointed at Maris. "She shouldn't be here."
"My descendant status used to be so important to you," Maris replied as she folded her arms. "Now that you can't use me anymore, you don't want anything to do with me."
"That was the past. I'm different now."
"But you're still the bloodthirsty bitch who only looks out for herself."
"Enough of this!" She stepped toward Maris. "Leave, or I'll make you leave."
"She's not going anywhere," Aiden replied. "Not until this is over."
"She isn't here to help us," Anastasia replied. "She's just here for revenge."
"Maybe you're just scared that your past is finally catching up to you."
Maris walked further into the study, approaching a bookcase.
"That's it, isn't it?"
She pulled out a leather-covered book bounded by glue. "You're afraid that your friends will find out about the real you." Again, the tension in the room began to mount, and Nathan, too weak to control it, exhaled loudly. "I don't know the bad history between you two, but it ends here and now." He turned to Maris. "If you two can't do that, then you both can't be here." He then made eye contact with Anastasia, and he heard her mixed thoughts flow into his head. "I don't trust her. I don't trust Maris."
"Nathan, I assure you, we will all work together," Aiden replied. We will place our differences aside. He also turned to Maris, who nodded lazily in acceptance. Good. Because I don't have the time or the patience for squabbles, he replied. Lucius and Celine are the real threats. Of course. Maris slowly paced around the room, staring at the pictures hanging on the walls. She grabbed another book and gently flipped through the pages. These are researcher journals, centuries old. She looked to Nathan. Your ancestors? Nathan nodded. Well, there's nothing in these books that can help us locate the piece that Lucius and Celine are looking for, Remy replied. We need to look through my father's journals that are in the basement. So exactly how are you connected to this? Remy turned to Maris. What does being a descendant have to do with it? She nodded. My ancestor was the Kashshapu who created Demon. So you know the spell? No, I never knew it. But apparently the incantation is handed down generation to generation. Only the ritual and blood can activate it. Your blood? Confused, Remy shook his head in thought. So, it's a blood ritual? If that's the case, then why the fuck are you here? You should be hiding on an island in the middle of the ocean or something and not be in the same city with two out-of-control demon who will drain you dry. Lucius and Celine think that Kira is the key, Aiden added. They believe that Maris is no longer connected to it. But they will find out. Remy continued with his questions. And when they do, they'll come for her. Hopefully, by that time, we will have stopped them. Aiden stood up straight, and he lifted his head slightly, sniffing the air. Kara can decipher the incantation, and Maris's blood puts it in motion. He lowered his head. Right now, Lucius and Celine are tracking Kira. It should give us enough time to find the other piece. This is one big clusterfuck, Remy said slowly. Tell me about it, Aiden replied. This will only work if we find it, and Kira believes that the location of it is somewhere in the journals that Nathan's father used to keep. And he had tons of boxes full of journals, so we have a lot to cover. Nathan stood slowly to his feet. Brotherhood knows that your father was the last person with the piece, Anastasia added, and they want to join with us in hopes of finding it before Celine and Lucius do. Anastasia stood on the front wooden porch of the sanctuary. Stars dotted the clear sky and a few high clouds partially blocked the full moon. Crickets chirped and a small breeze ruffled the wild strands of her dark hair. She pulled them back, tucking them behind her ears. She heard Aiden and Maris behind her and she looked over her shoulder, watching them looking back at her. Regardless of what Aiden told Nathan, she expected that soon one of them would make the first move against her. After all, she didn't know of any demon who wouldn't jump at the chance for revenge, especially if they had every right to do so. She remembered every little detail about how she betrayed Maris for her own survival, but it was a different time. She wasn't the same demon, and she didn't know how to explain that to Maris. No one believed that she had the ability to change for the better. If you're expecting a formal apology, you're wasting your time. She concentrated her sight on Maris. I can't change the past, even if I want to. Maris placed her hand on the railing and she looked off into the distance. You were a bad sire. She turned to her. You don't know how long I've looked for you to tell you to your face. Well, you found me. Here I am. After all of this is over, the gloves are coming off. Aiden interrupted the conversation. And I plan on keeping the promise I made. What promise? To help her kill me? Anastasia had no desire to fight her offspring, let alone two demon at once. She knew Maris wasn't any match for her and Aiden wasn't as old as her. But each time she examined his face, he started to look oddly familiar to her. Remy was right. You shouldn't have brought Maris here, Anastasia said to him. I can take care of myself, Maris quickly spoke up. Why are you worrying about my safety now? You never did in the past. I couldn't care less about your safety. I'm more worried about the safety of our kind. Reading Maris's thoughts, Anastasia continued. You should have left your vengeance in the past. It'll be the death of you. You betrayed everyone at the London Sanctuary. Because of you, many demon died that night. It's your fault that I was constantly on the run for over 50 years. You're the descendant. You'll always be on the run. Anastasia walked down the porch steps and into the front courtyard. Maris's explanation did little to make her sympathize with her plight. Looking up at the star-littered sky, she spoke again. It's the only thing you're good at. You sired me because you thought that you would have leverage over Sylvanus and any other demon. Maris gripped the porch's railing. You didn't do it for me or for anyone else. It was all about your survival. Aiden held up his hand to quiet them. Kyra doesn't trust you, Anastasia, and neither do I, for obvious reasons. I'm here to make sure that Nathan finds the missing piece and that we deal with it properly. He looked to Maris. I brought her into this, because not only was this once her problem, but with her being here, we can make sure that you won't do anything that'll jeopardize what we have to do. We're here to keep you honest. Honest? Anastasia quickly turned back to face them. Do you think I'm an idiot? This proves how little you know about me. I know enough about you, Ramunga. Anastasia felt her stomach beginning to fill with butterflies. All the issues appearing in the small amount of time placed her in an uncomfortable position. The last time she stood on the offensive, Celine had attacked her days ago shortly before Lucius intervened. Now she had to deal with the idea of watching her back for the next few nights. I'm done talking to you both. She proceeded up the stairs to go back into the house, but Aiden stood in her path. Get out of my way, she growled at him. You're not fooling anyone, he said to her. You're Anastasia, offspring of Lucia. You care for nothing and no one. You turn against those close to you. You're a monster. Anastasia pushed him aside, and she continued up the stairs, only to be met by Maris, who now stood in her way. You won't get away with it this time, she said. You will pay for what you've done. Anastasia tilted her head slightly to the right. Perhaps, but not today. This standoff, this waiting for someone to make the next move, wouldn't end up well. Any other time, she'd be up for the challenge. But this was one challenge she didn't want, not yet. I promise you, you'll both die if you try to stand against me. She moved around Maris. Be smart for once and let the past remain in the past. And if I refuse to? Anastasia let her fangs drop slowly from her gums. It'll take more than showing your fangs to scare me. I'm not the little Ramunga you sired long ago. But you know me well enough, Maris. Anastasia replied, My fangs aren't the only thing that you will come to fear.